CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clean Origin.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A lot of people are kicking off the summer travel season early. Some already have. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The FAA says nearly 54,000 flights will take off today, the busiest Memorial Day weekend since 2010. Summer as a whole will be busy too. The agency saying it expects 271 million Americans will fly between June 1st and August 31st. And they say more Americans than ever before have passports.
AAA estimates travel times could take up to 90% longer than usual. Travel could be a dangerous proposition in some parts of the country. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Big tornado risk coming for Oklahoma and Kansas. The potential for strong, maybe even violent tornadoes, ones that are on the ground for a long period of time. And then that threat moves into the mid-south for your Sunday. Places like St. Louis, Louisville, Memphis, Nashville, all of you under threat for tornadoes on Sunday.
Search continues for survivors in Greenfield, Iowa, where the death toll's up to at least five after a powerful twister tore through Tuesday. A massive wind gust blamed for collapsing a stage at a rally in northern Mexico, where nine people were killed, including a child. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
People look stunned in the aftermath, while others screamed in pain, treated while still lying on the ground. The event was a campaign rally in the city of San Pedro Garza García. Longshot presidential candidate Jorge Alvarez Maynez and his team were on the stage when it collapsed.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is facing new calls to remove himself over a New York Times report about a second flag used by January 6th protesters seen flying at his beach home in New Jersey. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Justice Alito has not responded to requests for comment about this flag report. We do know Senate Democrats want to vote on new Supreme Court ethics rules, but stands no chance of becoming law without sufficient Republican support.
Alito said his wife was the one who briefly flew an upside-down flag at their home in Virginia after the January 6th attack. A week after King Charles unveiled a portrait that some say looks like he's gone up in flames, there's new controversy in the UK over a royal Anna magazine cover. CBS's Vicky Barker from London.
Artist Hannah Uzor admits she was working from photos, not the woman herself. But she insists her painting for the cover of Society magazine Tatler attempts to capture Kate's soul. Maybe so, but royal fans are complaining it sure doesn't capture her face. It looks like a high school art project is a typical comment.
The Dow is down 229 points in early trading. S&P up one. This is CBS News.
A 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet is just $1,650 at cleanorigin.com. Use code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Flight for Life was called to a serious motorcycle crash last night near Union Grove. Two people were injured at the Highway 20 Spring Street roundabout. A 33-year-old man faces charges of exposing himself to a child and lewd and lascivious behavior after allegedly exposing himself to a 16-year-old at the Southwest Library in Kenosha. Police use facial recognition technology to identify a suspect. The historic Kenosha Beach House on Simmons Island had its soft opening yesterday after renovations. They have plans to be operational for Memorial Day weekend, offering food, a beer garden, exercise classes, and operations by lakeshore pedal tours. Work starts next week on a new roundabout at the intersections of Highway 11 and County J in Burlington. Plans include a total shutdown of the intersection over the summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers shut out in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Marlins last night in a low-scoring game, 1-0. Freddy Peralta giving up a home run to start the game, then settled in. Peralta says the Marlins are a young and improving team.
They have a lot of young guys that they swing hard. They play very good defense. They run. They are fast, most of them. So it's a lineup that you got to be careful. You know, you don't want a lot of on the bases because, you know, they're going to run.
The Brewers are in Boston tomorrow night against the the Red Sox. NBA, the Dallas Mavericks beating the Timberwolves 108-105 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. The Pacers and the Celtics in Game 2 tonight in Boston. The Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, named to the All-NBA first team for the sixth year in a row, the eighth time in his career. Now, last week, Doc Rivers fired three of the team's assistant coaches, including Josh Oppenheimer. A report out today says that Oppenheimer was close friends with Giannis, who's not happy with that decision. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Gorgeous, sunshining day today with highs climbing to the upper 70s. It's the nicest day of the week, so enjoy it because more soaking rain, showers, and storms rolls in tomorrow afternoon and lingers through the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
WRJN. You'll never know how much I really love you.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and I've got a secret, but no longer. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the loneliest number from Three Dog Night?
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Allison, local news, timeless. Hits like that one from Tom Jones right here on WRJN. Beautiful day. I love Racine and Kenosha in the summer. Oh, my goodness. Look out and see this beautiful weather. But especially this time of the year, storms and thunderstorms, maybe chance of tomorrow and a chance of rain on Memorial Day.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us, can't even afford a $1,000 emergency? I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never gonna happen to me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. It's all right here because you spoke and we listened. Here's the Bee Gees.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just got.
get me gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
We listened. Local news, timeless hits right here on WRJN, and assessing a solitary music set.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue. That I do. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay in the moment, play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal being well. Love's a small word, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, Neil Diamond. Boy, when you saw him in concert, oh, he was phenomenal. No longer touring because of his Parkinson's. You know, you're getting ready for lunch. It's 10:31. You're thinking to yourself, what am I going to eat? Isn't that the eternal question at lunchtime? It also works for dinner, too. Well, you know, we've got the WRJN Big Deal Grand Reopening Special, and there's a lot of food specials on our Big Deals today. And today, you can save over 40% on these groups like Lee's Deli, Dogs and Cream, the Lanes on 20, and they've got lunch specials going on today. The Peach Cobbler Factory, Max Macaroni and Cheese, that's up in Oak Creek. Marcy's on Main, and Tony Chen's is having, they're having big specials today, but check them out on our WRJN Big Deals today, WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals tab and receive over, get this, 40% total savings at checkout through WRJN Big Deals.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Weather officials confirmed that several tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin Tuesday night. Tornadoes mainly affected rural areas, but there were so many power outages and downed tree limbs in the streets in Madison that school was canceled. About 59,000 homes and businesses across Wisconsin lost power. Police in Waukesha are giving a tent community until the end of next week to pack up and leave. Waukesha Police Specialist Jason Fink says they're not targeting people because of their homelessness.
But it can lead into certain crimes, like if someone is trespassing or littering or loitering or being disorderly, and we get a call from someone in the community for us to go and address those situations.
The land is owned by an out-of-state corporation that only recently learned that people were living there. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A teenager was sexually assaulted at a Kenosha library last week. A 33-year-old man has been charged after he exposed himself to a 16-year-old at the Southwest Library May 16th. Police say the teen told their parents about the incident, which led police to review the footage and find a suspect using facial recognition software. The suspect is reportedly known to law enforcement and faces charges of exposing himself to a child and lewd and lascivious behavior. Work starts next week on another Racine County roundabout. The DOT begins work Wednesday on a new intersection at Highway 20 in County J in the city of Burlington. In addition to the roundabout, the project will include updated signage and pavement markings. Road closures and detours will impact the area through the summer. There will be a total shutdown of that intersection at some point. Detours will be posted. A local veterans group is looking for some Memorial Day weekend help. AmVets Post 262 is seeking volunteers to help place flags at Holy Cross Cemetery in honor of veterans this Memorial Day. The flag placement event will take place Saturday at 10 at the cemetery on Holy Cross Road off Douglas. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Happy 8 Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
WRJN weather.
A gorgeous, sunshining day today with highs climbing to the upper 70s. It's the nicest day of the week, so enjoy it, because more soaking rain, showers, and storms rolls in tomorrow afternoon and lingers through the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
She's the only one, make me feel so good.
Listen, local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And gosh, I love big, giant holiday weekends. We've got Simmons Island Beach House opening tomorrow. Also, the Racine Harbor Market.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt, if you think of counting me, count me out. When you count the ones that want you, count me too. And if
listened, and we've brought it back. Local news, timeless hits back on WRJN with Tommy and the Shondells, Tommy James, Crimson and Clover. And, you know, I struggle with this, and I don't. Happy Memorial Day. You know, it's just Memorial Day to remember our veterans. Happy Memorial Day, remembering our veterans who passed away. I do cringe. The older I get, when I was younger, it didn't really occur to me. I don't know why I was dumb. But now, as I get older, I really appreciate what our veterans have done for us. So just a little, rather than saying Happy Veterans Day, I was talking to one of my friends who was a veteran. He says, you say thank you. Thank you for serving our country. You just say thank you. And so I, too, want to say thank you. I am a proud niece of a Vietnam veteran who served and who passed away this year. Thank you for Memorial Day weekend.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. And 61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clements, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now. us at least. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
We listen with local news and timeless hits back on WRJN. That was Jesse Colin Young of the Youngbloods. He still tours, but not this year. Guy's like 83 years old now. Here's CCR.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, divided by magicians. Looking out my back
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
What you do?